Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody.
It is Tuesday. We're on a special night, and I hope everybody can find us, and I hope we don't have the phone problem that we did last time. 347-838-9903 is the number. I've seen a couple calls already come in, so... If you wanted to call tonight, sooner is better than later. And again, the number is 347-838-9903. There are a couple of other ways you can connect with us tonight. If you are listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, just scroll down and pop in the chat room, and you can join us there. I just opened it up. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at psychictapestry on Twitter. Any of those will get you to me, provided that I can pay attention to all the different screens and see your message. But I'll do my best. Phone is the best because you may have follow-up questions for us, and we may have them for you. And the back and forth of that conversation is a lot easier on the phone. But you could be at work, or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or you like the anonymity of the chat room or social media, or maybe it's something else entirely and something we haven't even thought of. That's okay. That's why those other options are available to you. So there. We are on a special night. If you found us tonight and you've never heard us before, thank you. We hope you stick around. Tony and I are usually here at this time on Monday nights. We had a bit of a scheduling thing. I had a family commitment last night and couldn't, and I just knew I wouldn't be back in time. There was just no way I could get back. So we moved the show to tonight. And,
sure.
And that's probably more information than you needed to know, but that's the why of it. So,
that's right.
So there. I want to talk about music a bit tonight. I am a music intuitive. I get messages from music kind of people, singers and musicians on the other side. I get messages in songs. And I think that we all do. We're just not very good. I think we all get all kinds of signs all the time. And for the most part, we're human and we're busy and we don't notice them. I know that when I was backing out of the driveway this morning to run the first of a million errands before work, there was a great big giant dragonfly right in front of my face on the other side of the windshield. And it just stayed there as I backed out of the driveway. And dragonflies are one of the big signs, and I don't know what it was doing there, and it would have been very easily for me to have just sort of dismissed it or not even paid attention to it, but I'm trying to be more open, and I don't know exactly what the message is, but it was comforting and kind of cool to see. So I try to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Departed loved one, yeah.
With
departed loved one.
With music, I think there are times when we all realize that there's a song that's kind of playing in our head, and a lot. I mean, sometimes it's something that you just heard on the radio, and it's just sort of an echo. But sometimes you notice it, and you notice two things. You notice that you realize that it's been going on for a little while now, and you just sort of figured out that that's playing, and you know that this is a song you haven't heard recently. And it happens to everybody. A lot of times we just dismiss it because, like I said, we're busy. But I try to pay attention. That's one of the main ways that angels and spirit communicate with me. So I try to pay attention to what the song is. And sometimes I will read it like you would read an oracle card. And sometimes I know what the message is just based on what the song is or who it's by. It's just the kind of knowing. That's one of the clairs, right, Tony?
Yep, definitely. Claircognizance.
Yeah. It's just, and that's just one of those things where you feel like, well, I know what that means. Even though you have no particular evidence of what it means, you just know that's what it means. If you dwell on it, that's where you can start to doubt it, and you let it go away, and you dismiss it, and that, you know, but we're all human, and we do that sometimes. But I try to, I try to pay more attention to it, and try to trace that back to what it means, who it's from, that kind of thing. Sometimes I'm good at that, and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I have no idea. And sometimes it's just something that will be revealed later. And I think that's really how any kind of sign works. I'm not saying any of this because I'm something special. I think anybody can do this. If music is important to you, if that's something that you seek solace in music, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel better, you equate a lot of different things in your life with certain singers or bands or songs, good moments, good memories of loved ones, that kind of thing. That gives you a framework. That's a starting point. And just like so many other things that we talk about on Psychic Tapestry, it's not the same for everybody. So I can tell you all about how it works for me, and some might find that interesting, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's how it will work for you. You have to, that's one of those things that you just have to figure out what feels right and what works for you. And if this is something that your ears sort of perked up when I said we were going to talk about this and started talking about this, there are a couple things that you can do for free. I post almost every day what I call the 11:11 songs, and they get posted at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m. Eastern time, and it's 11 songs that I'm guided to share. And it's a great way to sort of start and see if there are messages there for you. And you can do that. It's not going to be, for the most part, it's not going to be something really obvious, hit you over the head, oh, that's the message. It could be, but, and I wrote some information. It's on our website, psychictapestry.com. There's a tab that says 11:11 songs. I also post it on Facebook and Twitter. And there are a lot of things that these songs can do. There's nostalgia, certainly. They can bring back great memories, which is in itself is a very nice gift. Every single song all 11 songs may not be for you. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of gives you, it gives you a little something to go on. It gives you a little something to think about. The songs that I post are all YouTube videos, so you can pick and choose which ones you want to play, if you want to play them. And you can, you know, whether you know the songs or not, and you can see how you, you know, see what you get from them.
That's right.
The other thing is that after every podcast, I will post a list of the songs that came up during that podcast, the ones that we talked about, and also a handful of what I call bonus tracks, extra songs that came up that I didn't get a chance to talk about. So I just post the title and artist for those songs. But that's another thing that can sort of give you something to think about. And it's not always an obvious message, like I mentioned before. Like shortly before we went live tonight, I think it was about an hour ago, I was guided to share a song on our social media, and it was called In the Flesh by Blondie. And I don't know if you remember the song. If you were around in the 70s and listening to radio, you might remember it. But this is, on the surface, this is a song about love and about people who are apart, a couple that is apart. And the singer, in this case, Deborah Harry, can't wait for them to be back together in the flesh. What I got out of it was it's about somebody that you love who's on the other side, who's no longer in the flesh. And that's one of the hardest things to deal with, grief and loss. My father passed away a little over a year ago, and I have heard from him since. I'm very fortunate that I'm tuned in and able to. I have family members who are not, and I'm sure it would make a big difference to them if they could. And I try to work with them. Some are open, some aren't. You know how that goes. But even though I know that he's in spirit and he feels better than he ever did, and I can talk to him almost whenever I want, and I hope this doesn't sound too ego-driven, because that's not what I'm trying to make it sound like I'm a big deal, because I'm not. But even though I know all that, I miss him like crazy. And this song, In the Flesh, while it's not about a son who missing his father, I certainly get that connection. And I would love nothing more than to be able to hug him and get a hug from him. And no matter how great a connection I may get to be able to communicate with him, those days are over. And that's hard to deal with sometimes. But that's what I get from that song. And the thing is, your mileage may vary on any of these songs. I can tell you what I get from them. I can read them like I would a card, and I can tell you about the artist. In this case, I could tell you about Blondie and about the song In the Flesh and all that kind of thing. And that's great, but if you're familiar with the song, if you're familiar with Blondie, that might instantly make you think of something else. And that's the knowing, the clear cognizance that Tony was talking about. When you get that, just that hit right away when you hear something, see something, that's how that works. And it could be my mentioning Blondie to you that makes you immediately think of somebody, maybe somebody you used to know, maybe somebody who's not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it makes you think of, you know, of something funny, something that you used to do back in the days when that song was on the radio. or maybe you've never heard of Blondie or that song before, but you instantly think of something anyway, and that's okay too. I remember one of the times when I was doing a kind of speaking engagement about music intuition, and somebody was really upset about it because the music that they liked was classical. And any of the things that I was talking about were not classical music. And I will get some classical pieces from time to time as messages, but that's not for me. It's just not my forte. And even if I am reading for someone who all about the classical music and does not like popular music or country music or jazz or whatever, I probably won't get a piece of music from Beethoven or even, you know, something that's obscure classical, or at least obscure to me. I probably won't get that, even though it might mean a lot to that person. I wouldn't have any way to convey that.
Right.
So I couldn't say, well, I got this piece from Dvorak, and it's one of his later works, and, you know, and I would be ridiculous for me to try. So that's not how it works for me, but I could tell you that Blondie song, and I could tell you the message, and the message wouldn't make any difference about what kind of music you liked or didn't like. It's just how
right.
it comes to me and how I am able to make those connections. And, you know, and this particular time when I was having this talk, it was difficult because she just couldn't quite get past that, couldn't understand, because she said, you know, if
right.
you get an Elton John song, that means nothing to me. And
oh my
said, well, that, I said, well, that's fair enough, but I wouldn't just tell you that I got Benny and the Jets by Elton John and leave it at that and leave it up to you, because really, well, you know, even if you know the song, even if you know the song Benny and the Jets, if I were to say that to you, that's a song that would be hard to sort of figure out what the message from that might be. But it would, you know, I would tell you what it is I'm getting. It would be more than Benny and the Jets. It would be more than just that. It would be, you know, whatever I would be hearing or feeling or what it meant to me. And it's not that what it means to me is so very important, but that's the way the messages work, so that I can convey what this is supposed to mean. I may not, you know, I may not see your grandfather, but I might see my grandfather. So I would be able to say that about a grandfather. So you would get that, because if I just saw your grandfather and I didn't know you and I didn't know your grandfather, I wouldn't know who it was. But the fact that I would see my grandfather doesn't discount it as a message for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. It's tricky because I don't want any of this to come across as that I'm so cool that I can do this. And because
no,
really,
but everybody's got a gift, and that's yours. And I like that you explained it to everybody, because they may not have understood it.
Well, when we do these podcasts, I have a playlist that's going right now, and it's interesting that a Blondie song is playing right now, actually. But I have a
that
playlist,
really is.
And there's almost 8,000 songs in the And I started shuffling randomly before we go on, and I invite my angels and guides and your angels and guides to give me the song that's for you. So when you call up, I let you know what's playing, and like I was talking with that other Blondie song, and I do my best to convey what it is I'm getting about that song, what the song is, what about anything about the artist, anything that sort of clicks with me that this is important, this is what I need to say. And that's what I give you when you call in. And the thing is that, like I said with the earlier Blondie song, that may or may not connect with you, but just mentioning the artist might instantly give you a hint of something. Yeah. And the other thing that I do want to mention is about messages, because a lot of times people are looking for what I like to call Da Vinci Code secrets. You remember the Da Vinci Code and how complicated everything mm-hmm. was, and it was all weird puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you think about your relatives that have passed, are they going to try to tell you something that is so convoluted and complicated that it's difficult for you to figure out what it is they're trying to tell you? Probably not.
Probably not.
They're probably going to tell you that they love you. They're probably going to tell you that they're okay, that you don't need to worry about them anymore, that they feel good, that whatever was troubling them in their life, it isn't bothering them anymore, whether it's stress over jobs or money or health or whether it's actual physical pain, any of those things. They want you to know that they're fine, that they feel good, and that they don't want you to be sad. And those aren't great big Da Vinci Code secrets, and it might even sound like that's kind of a cop-out because it's sort of generic, but it's true. I get so many messages, and Tony, I'm sure you do too, where the message is that, please don't worry about me. I'm fine. Don't be sad. I love you. Another big one is I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's you.
And those are all great and wonderful messages. I'd be happy to hear from my dad every day if he just said those things, although he doesn't need to apologize to me for anything. But if he just to hear those things, that would mean the world to me. I don't need him to give me his high school locker combination or some serial number for something. I don't need that kind of thing. I understand that we all like to have validation. But the truth is, if you think about the people in your life who have passed on, if they were going to reach out to you and want to tell you something, what would it be? I love you.
Right, yeah. That's the big one.
I'm with you. Don't
proud
be sad. I'm mm-hmm. proud of you. That's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. Everything's going to be okay. I know these all sound like generic things you might find in a fortune cookie, but really, they're all true. And if you stop and think about anybody that you've lost, really, what are they going to say? I mean, I know there's extenuating circumstances and that they're, I'm not saying those are the only messages, but.
No, sometimes they get pretty intense too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll run into a relative that doesn't approve of your present spouse or something, and then they'll kind of fill your ear with that. That can happen too, but you're right. Most of the messages are about love, because after they get over there, all of the earthly cares, just kind of fade away, and what's really important is usually what they're dwelling on, right? And
one
those
of
are the things that are really important.
One of the songs that often, and it's weird that it comes up often because there's almost 8,000 songs randomly shuffling in this playlist, but one of the things that comes up often is a song by the Eagles called It's Your World Now. And it's a song, I think it's the last song that Glenn Frey recorded with the Eagles. And what I get from that song is it's usually from somebody on the other side who's letting you know that they're okay and you need to stop worrying about them and live your life.
Right.
It's your world now. You know, that they had their time. However long or short it was, they did. And now it's your time. And that doesn't mean forget them.
But it means don't forget to live your life either. Live your life fully while you're here.
I know too many people who stop living their lives.
They do.
Grief is tough. Grief is tough,
mm-hmm.
and it can boomerang on you, and it can sneak up on you, and you think that you're done grieving, and then something wallops you. I was in a store, a grocery store, about a month ago, and I was picking up a carton of half and half, I think, and I noticed the date, because I always look at the date to see if, you know, to make sure it's not going bad today. And I picked that up, and I noticed that the date was my dad's birthday. And it was just one of those things. And I could feel the tears welling up. And really, this is silly that I'm about to cry over a thing, a half and half in the grocery store. But it's just one of those things that just comes out of the blue and whacks you. And I could hear, my dad was not a singer, but he has sent me songs that let me know he's around, and I instantly got one of those songs, and I knew he was there, and he was okay, and he doesn't want me to be sad.
Exactly.
And it's hard not to be sad sometimes, I understand.
Yeah.
And it's important to feel this stuff, and it's important to grieve, but you still have to live your life. You still have to figure out how to do things. And you know, thinking of my dad, Spirit often has a wonderful sense of humor. There was a song by Cliff Richard, late 70s, early 80s, called We Don't Talk Anymore. Do you remember that one, Tony? Do you remember that?
Yes, actually, yes.
Okay. That was one of the first songs that my dad sent me, and I'm sure he thought that was hilarious, and it made me cry at first, but it's the line is it's so funny how we don't talk anymore. And he thought that was hilarious. And, you know, now I can hear it, and it is kind of funny, but at the time
wasn't that funny to you.
It wasn't that funny, no. But you know, everybody, you know, people that you love, their personalities don't change when they go to the other side. They're still the same. If they were funny, they're still funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're controlling or trying to be controlling, they still may have lots of opinions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And for me, that often gets reflected in the music. But that's the thing that I use. Is the music. I know that, Tony, I know that you use a bunch of cards as validation for what your guides and what you're getting. And I feel a lot of the times like the music is a validation but it's often very, very strong, and I don't realize it's the validation. It's the message, and it's very strong and playing in my head very loud.
Sure.
And you know, I started this off talking about how I do get messages from singers and musicians, but I really want to temper that with, you know, it's not like you call up and Frank Sinatra is going to whisper in my ear the information that you need. I mean, he could, but...
He might.
He might, but that's not what I'm not offering, offering a session with advice from Frank or Elvis or John Lennon or on and on and on and on. And I wanted to talk about this tonight because I had done this a while back and somebody who was listening had a similar experience and thought they were the only one. And I like to revisit this. I like to revisit it from time to time because even though it's not the same for everybody, there are elements that are similar from one person to another. And I wanted to revisit this in case you feel like sometimes there is a message in the music for you. Because most of the time there is. And it's not just about having stuff play in your head. Angels and spirit like to manipulate electronic things. So it can also be something that when you turn on the radio and a song comes on and it instantly means something to you, it means something to you for a reason. It's not just happenstance. It's not just a coincidence. I remember doing a spirit circle with, 8, 9, 10 other mediums, and the energy was really through the roof. And we did get messages from Elvis, and were able to validate them for each other because several of us got and saw the same sort of thing. And on the way home that night, several people mentioned that when they were listening to the radio, they heard an Elvis song. And there was one person in that circle who said, and I changed the station 3 times, and each station I went to, the next song was an Elvis song. And that's pretty cool. And that's a big... And it's a big thing because if you think about the radio stations where you live, you could probably guess the last time they played an Elvis song. And that was probably Blue Christmas in December. And other than that,
yeah,
you don't hear it too much anymore. But then all of a sudden, something like this comes out and you notice it. So anyway, I wanted to revisit that.
Yeah.
I felt like
cool.
I needed to. So.
Yeah.
So now we're going to shift gears and try and cram in as many calls as we can in the 26 minutes we have left. I mentioned what I'm going to be doing. So, Tony, why don't you let everybody know who you are and why you're here and what you're going to be doing.
All right. Hi, I'm Tony DiMeo. I'm a psychic since birth, and I'm going to be giving you messages primarily from your guides and angels directly. Because of free choice, I do believe that you co-create your life with your choices and your experiences and what you choose to do on a daily basis. And who you choose to be, because we can reinvent ourselves at any time. So the angels and guides know what you really need, and they're also very good at answering any questions you might have. So we can do it either way, any way you'd like. And I have a variety of cards, as Ken said, that I may turn over for validation, depending on what's going on. And I can't wait to do it for you.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, with all of that said, and I know it was a lot, let me give you the number again. It's 347-839-903. And let's start taking some phone calls. Hopefully everything is working tonight. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, hello. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from California, but soon to be Washington State. So I'm moving very less than a week.
Okay.
How exciting. Well, is this to a new job? New employment or a new person?
No.
Is it for... No?
No. Well, I mean, I will need the job when I get there, but no.
Yes. There will
I know the... But new area with a few people that I know up there.
Okay. I'm feeling there will be a new relationship there, unless you're bringing one with you. Are you moving by – you're not moving by yourself.
I am not. No, I've been kind of just – nothing serious here, but, yeah, just dating. So I'm open to a long-term, permanent something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I'm getting is that it's time for you to let go. You're entering a period of gracious ease and flow, and your life is suddenly unfolding perfectly, and the timing is just right. Everything's falling into place, and it's happening because you aren't resisting the great river of life. And what's your soul?
Yeah, I got an offer.
Yeah.
A friend said, come up, and I said, okay, let's do it.
Isn't that great? I mean, this is absolutely the right thing for you to do.
Wow.
And it says that you are so ready for everything to get shaken up and for all the new things to come in. Now, what they want you to do next is to focus on what you want to create. They want you to put your attention on all the thoughts that are beautiful, worthwhile, and loving. It's time to focus your intent and your passion on one thing rather than being scattered in several directions. So think about one thing at a time. Maybe you'll need a job first, and then I would open to new relationships. They're saying that when you direct your thoughts toward the good, you attract positive experiences and positive new people into your life. So don't focus on what wasn't working for you. Only focus on how you want it to be. This is an opportunity for a clean slate makeover. And the last card that I have for you today is passion. It's time to follow your bliss. If you've been putting off doing the very things that you truly love for something more practical, it's time now to make room for the passion, for what your true passion is. And if you don't know yet, they want you to discover what you absolutely love to do and be. And they say exuberant emotions are coming to you in the form of a new romance, definitely new romance. I felt that coming in. They want you, if you don't know what your true passion is, aside from romance, do you know? Because I'm going to ask you that so I don't go into how to find it. Do you know, honey? Do you have an idea of what you really want to do?
There's no particular job title, but it's definitely helping children and working with my creativity. So I haven't I've only used the tip of the iceberg of my creativity.
That's what they're saying here, that you just have a childlike ability to be very creative. You love all the colors in your crayons. They want you to just splash the bright hues from one side of the page to the other and just rewrite your story. And you're going to want to be outside a lot. You're going to want to connect with nature. They want you to live your life with passion and just go be all that you can be. This is an exciting move for you. Very brave and wonderful. I'm excited for you, Catherine.
Wow, yeah. That helps. You know, you get bogged down in the cleaning and the packing. So this is, I'm going to drive up slowly. So I'll be taking 3 or 4 days to start focusing on all those things, when I'm done and on the road and then looking forward.
I'm so excited for you. And now I'm going to give you to Ken for your
Thank
musical
you.
Message.
That was wonderful.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
Hi, Catherine. The song that was playing was a song called Ghost Rider by Rush. Any chance you're familiar with that?
Can you sing it a bit? Or the first, what's the main chorus?
I won't sing it, but... The song begins, pack up all those phantoms, shoulder that invisible load, keep on riding north and west, haunting the wilderness road like a ghost rider.
Wow.
There's a line in it that, I mean, Rush songs don't really have choruses, but there's a line in what would be a chorus that says, there's nothing to stop you now, and it's repeated many times. The thing about this song is this is one of many songs that Neil Peart, who is the drummer for Rush, wrote for the band, and he wrote almost all of their songs. This was a tragedy had happened to him, and he lost his wife and daughter, and he got on his motorcycle. He is in Canada, and he just rode across the country, and he documented it in a book that's called Ghost Rider, but it's all about the journey and being open to whatever you're going to find. And, you know, when you were just talking about that, you're going to take some time.
Yeah.
I think that's for this trip. I think that's a great idea, but just remember there's nothing to stop you now. So it's just a matter of figuring out what it is you want, and this seems like the right direction to be going, north and west.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah. Have you, just on a funny side note, have you ever watched the Trailer Park Boys? It's a Canadian TV comedy.
But I know who they are. Yeah.
Yeah, obsessed with Rush, and it's very funny. So I thought of that. All right, I'll keep listening. And thank you for the messages.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling us. Bye. 347-838-9903 is the number as we head back to the phone.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad.
What's your first name?
Terry.
Hi, Terry. Where are you calling from, Terry?
I am calling from New York City.
Oh.
How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, okay. You guys helped me before in the past.
I thought so, Terry. Yeah. How have you been?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, sweetie. So how can we help you tonight?
Yes. Okay, so I just wanted to know, because one time I talked to you, you said there was a marriage card on the table for me. So I don't think it's happening this year.
You don't think so?
You're not feeling it. I haven't met the right person yet, so that was my question. Is that card still there?
Well, I just looked into the romance deck, and the first card that popped out was a reconciliation. This card indicates that an ex-lover may be re-entering your life, and the first person you think of is the one that it's likely to be. And the purpose of that reconciliation is to achieve healing and closure with respect to your mutual past. You will understand more about yourself and see your relationship patterns more clearly. You'll also take responsibility for the role that you played in that. Sometimes the only role you play is just to agree to it. And this can free you from, anything negative that was in regard to that relationship. But it's about unfinished business. So ultimately, all healings help your love life and every other part of your world. And this person may even be from a past life. There's an otherworldly feel to it. But the next card in the romance deck is that it truly is safe for you to open your heart and to love again. You've been protecting yourself from being hurt because of the pain of past relationships. So the angels can only bring as much romance as you will allow into your life. So if you're protecting your heart with that shield, the new love won't be able to get in. So
you
they say that...
Be, I'm sorry.
Pardon me, dear?
I'm sorry, you say he will be able to get in or he will not?
Oh, he won't be able to unless you open your heart. Because a closed heart will repel the sensitive partner that you're trying to attract. This time you want someone with a little more sensitivity than you've been used to. You want someone who can really key into you and want to please you.
Yes.
Yes, and you really deserve it, too. You're going to feel very much loved by this person. So trust your intuitive senses with respect to people's trustworthiness. It's okay to open your heart to those who are kind and gentle. And it's also a good idea to ask the angels to bring caring individuals, and that will include a caring romantic person, into your life. And just be sure to keep an open mind also, because this soulmate's going to be a little bit different. He's not going to be your usual type. But he definitely wants to come. So you're going to have to put yourself in a place where you can meet people, which may mean getting out a little more or reaching out or even going on a dating site or joining a group, something on, what do they have, those meetups, different things, getting out there and enjoying life again. And you will find your romantic man, your right guy. A really good man that you can trust. All right, honey?
All right. I think I know who this is. I haven't met him yet, but being that I'm empathic, I see different people, but I know who he is. Okay.
Oh, good. I like that. And now I'm going to give you to Ken for your music messages. I'm so glad you called, Terry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry. The song that was playing when we took your call was classic called Come Rain or Come Shine, this version by Etta James. I don't know if you know this one or not. It's a standard. Ray Charles recorded it. Frank Sinatra recorded it. Don Henley from the Eagles even recorded a version of it. But it is all about an amazing, wonderful love. And it's about a love that's coming. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. You're going to love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. So this is coming for you. And, trust when you meet this person and you start to get that feeling. Trust that it's right. But also, don't worry that you're going to somehow miss it, that you're going to look left and he's going to be on the right and you're not going to see him, because that's not going to happen. So you don't have to worry that it's going to be some kind of chance meeting and you're going to be playing words with friends on your phone and miss him or something like that, because that's not going to happen. So when it's ready, when you guys can connect, when it's safe to be out and about or out wherever it is that you're going to meet, it will happen, and it's going to be wonderful. You just have to trust and let it happen. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, I will. All right. I can do that.
Okay.
I'm
good.
So glad, Terry. You take care, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye. We are quickly running out of time. I'm going to try and get the last couple of calls in here if I can. So I'm not going to give the phone number anymore. I'm trying to see what we can do here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi,
Michelle.
Michelle.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Georgia.
Wonderful.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just made a big move and bought a new house, and I'm not quite sure I like it yet. I don't know, but we'll see. I was just wondering if you could tell me how this is gonna turn out this year, and I don't know.
Okay,
things
are you
gonna
also
work out.
Looking for something new in the career sector, or is this just, are you?
No, I'm
are you,
trying no? not to. I'm trying to hang on to my job, even though it's long distance, you know?
Okay, okay. All right. Well, they're saying this is the beginning of an action period for you, where you're newly inspired to create something original and chase a dream. So was this move about a dream you had? About living somewhere else?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a planned dream. It was not a plan. Like, I didn't even know where I was going until the last second. I just wanted to get out of California.
How wonderful. Well, they're saying this is a time to let your passions take flight, to be inspired, to spring into action. If you're offered a wonderful new opportunity or venture or experience, don't hesitate to accept it. This is the moment when you can take a leap forward and change your entire life. And some of the additional meanings of this card are the first one being a big move, and the second being a change of career or a time when you begin a business of your own. These things are all possible. They're saying that this is a time of courage and enthusiasm. It's a time to believe in yourself and all your abilities. And I have romance blooming for you, too. Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm trying to meet people, like, online. And I talked to somebody nice today.
Beautiful.
He's very different type.
Excellent.
But I like them.
I love it. They're saying that romance is blooming and growing for you. This is the kind of a man, the new man will be one who sends flowers and follows up with phone conversations. There's not going to be any guessing games. It says your heart will soar. You'll smile more than you usually do. You'll be blushing. I mean, just a real love affair, just a love coming in, a lasting person. And it's going to be someone new, someone that you haven't known before. Love is in the air. They want you to really open to it. He's dreamy, emotional, and romantic. A real soulmate, an idealist about romance, an artist at heart. He's wise in matters of the heart. And he knows what's really important. Wow. They want you to open your heart to the situation, but stay grounded during the emotional experience. You're going to be swept off your feet. Nothing get any better than that. I love it. And now I'm going to give you to Ken. I can't wait to hear the song that may have been playing. That's what
it's very interesting. The song that was playing was People Get Ready by Aretha Franklin. That's the version that was playing.
Ready.
And the interesting thing is that this song, when I was younger and I heard it, I mistook the lyrics. so that I thought it said, people get ready, there's a change a-coming. It's actually,
yeah.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. But really? I had thought it was, but I had thought it said change. And just listening to what you've been talking about, I'm sure you're feeling like, okay, enough with the change. Because I have family in Georgia. I have been there many times. I lived for a very long time in San Diego, and I know that those are two very different kind of places to live, and it is very different. There's a lot of change there, and it's everything. The food is different. The weather is different. The people are different. And I know, you know, if people are listening to that and go, well, that's the way it is everywhere. Okay, fine, that's the way it is everywhere. But it's a stark difference to what part of California did you leave?
Well, I left the LA area. I have lived in Northern California too, but I lived in LA.
Okay. But it's very different. You have humidity to deal with. You have rain every afternoon, starting probably in June and running through Labor Day.
Oh, really? That much rain? I had no idea.
Almost.
I'm looking forward
not,
to the rain.
don't scare.
You know, I hope that in August you still feel that way. And it's not torrential rain. It's you know, an afternoon shower, and it's not really every day. It just sometimes it just feels like that. But it's just so different. Comparing it to California, it's just very different. It's a big change. I'm down in Florida, and I made a similar giant change back in September, and when I left San Diego and moved here. And there are still days, and it's funny, Tony and I were talking about this before the show started, there are still days where I feel like, I hate it here. And I have to think about the things that I do like. I'm not crazy about the snakes and alligators, but there are lots of things about it that I do like, and that's important to focus on, especially with this song and the way that I interpret it as that there's change coming. When you feel like, okay, I've been through enough change, just be open to it because it's good change. And just try and think about the things about where you are now and where your life is now that is an improvement. It's very easy to look back and go, oh, I miss rolled tacos and I miss low humidity and I miss this and I miss that. But try and focus on the things that are good, the changes that have come that are good, because there's more on the way. And I wish I could keep going, but Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a minute, whether we're ready or not. So I apologize for that. And I apologize to a couple calls still on there that we couldn't get to, just running out of time. And like I said, Blog Talk will cut us off whether we're ready or not. Not because Blog Talk is mean, but because it's only scheduled till 9 o'clock Eastern.
Right.
So that's what they're going to do. But thanks to everybody who called in, especially since we're not usually on Tuesday nights. Tony and I will be back on Monday. So if we couldn't get to you, maybe you can catch us next Monday. Thank you, Tony, for giving up part of your Tuesday for us.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Take care. Everybody, stay safe.
Care. Ha 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 ha